Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Richard from Granite Falls is. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 by any chance?
I was not supposed to be even playing ground.
Let's go,
that
Richard.
Makes Steve very happy. And Steve, you got to get out of here now.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is the name of Seattle's famous public market?
Pike Place.
Yes. What auto manufacturer makes the Prius?
Toyota.
Correct. What insects protect peonies from pests?
Pass.
How many times has Scarlett Johansson been married?
4.
No.
3.
Yes. What is measured with the Richter scale?
Earthquakes.
Correct. What is the name of the rabbit in Bambi?
Thumper.
Yes. In what decade was the Orange Julius developed?
The 60s.
No.
70s.
No.
90s.
No. An oncologist specializes in the treatment of which disease?
Oncologist. Pass.
How many times have the Mariners reached the playoffs?
A lot. 3.
No.
6.
No.
8.
No. What Central American country is home to the world's longest underwater cave?
Peru?
No.
Pass.
Richard, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. We split it right down the middle, my friend.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it. Smiling. He had a loss earlier.
I did. It's been a while since I've had a loss. I got to redeem myself.
Are you feeling ready to bounce back?
Showtime.
What is the name of Seattle's famous public market?
Pike Place.
Yes. What auto manufacturer makes the Prius?
Toyota.
Correct. What insects protect peonies from pests?
Mosquitoes?
No.
Peonies from pests. I don't know. What insect? Ants?
Yes. Oh. How many times has Scarlett Johansson been married?
Never.
Not true.
Oh. Twice.
No.
3 times.
Yes. What is measured with the Richter scale?
Earthquakes.
Yeah. What is the name of the rabbit in Bambi?
Thumper.
Correct. In what decade was the Orange Julius developed?
The 70s.
No.
60s?
No.
80s.
No. Damn. An oncologist specializes in the treatment of which disease?
What was that?
An oncologist specializes in the treatment of
cancer.
What yes. How many times have the Mariners reached the playoffs?
Not enough. 6?
No.
9?
No. Heisman, no.
5.
Yes.
Let's
what
go.
Central American country is home to the world's longest underwater cave?
Is that Peru?
It is not.
Oh. Brazil?
No.
Chile?
No. I was also saying Central, and you were going South America.
Yeah, I can't figure that out. I'll never get those right.
Steve, you did really well, though. You got 8 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
8-5. Sorry, Richard.
Next time, I'm going to keep getting.
That's right.
I'm going to keep getting.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Orange Julius was developed in the 1920s.
Are you serious?
I am so serious.
I used to be obsessed with getting Orange Julius.
That was
I haven't
like
had
the highlight
it in forever.
Of yeah. Going to the mall.
That was the reward. It was either that or Burger King for my mom if I was willing to go to the mall and go shopping with her. She's like, after we're done, you could get a Whopper at Burger King because there's a Burger King in the mall of all yeah. things.
Nice.
Back in those days. It was like its own standalone at the mall. Or Orange Julius.
Aw, when you were a good boy.
Yes.
The Central American country home to the world's longest underwater cave is Mexico.
Okay.
But you did really well, Steve. Congratulations on your victory.
Yeah, I need to buy a map.
That would probably be very helpful in this game. We have a new t-shirt that you can get in the Rock Shop at KISW.com pertaining to this game. It is the I Beat Migs t-shirt, and there is no fact checking. If you beat Migs or not, you can still buy one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
I am in the middle of what could potentially be a ruined vacation this weekend, trying to go to Lopez Island.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
Not great, but a rockaholic named Jolene wants to offer up some help. So we're going to chat with her after Guns N' Roses.
Because you're trying to get on the ferry.
Oh, yeah.
And it's booked solid.
No chance. As you may have heard yesterday, I am on a quest to get myself to Lopez Island this weekend.
Because you already screwed it up. You dropped the ball. You weren't able to get your reservation. You've disappointed not only your son, your husband, your mom, your dad, and everyone else in the family.
Even the dog, because the dog is supposed to go with us. Broody Boy is supposed to go on his first island adventure.
And he's hurt right now. He's got a torn meniscus, right?
Yep. But we have a rockaholic on the phone. Her name is Jolene. She's from Marysville. And Jolene, you are a Lopez Island frequent flyer?
I am. I grew up kind of up there. My parents bought property back in 1972. And kind of grew up them pulling me out of school early to go spend the weekend up there. So well familiarized with Lopez.
So tell us, before we get into Taryn's troubles, she mentioned how it's called Slopez Island. Can you confirm that? And what is it about Lopez Island that you love?
Oh, I love the fact that it's away from all city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful island. Everybody is so friendly. It's such a fantastic community. Everybody pulls together up there when one person is in need. It's fantastic. Shout out to Isabella's Coffee up there. It's an amazing little cafe to go to, meet locals, sit, relax, enjoy. You know, Lopez Island Creamery, amazing ice cream.
You know, I was about to ask. I was like, a small town is not a small town unless it has a cool local ice cream store.
Absolutely. It's great.
Now I'm in.
Yeah, right. All we needed was to sell Steve on the ice cream, and now he's going to be on a ferry, too.
So then you probably know better than most. Like, so is it just a complete and utter cluster after just try and get onto a ferry these days? Because last time I went to the San Juan Islands, I mean, we're talking like 20 years ago, and I don't remember it being that big of an ordeal. I mean, yeah, we had to get on a boat, we had to do this, do that, but I don't remember like having to like wait online hoping that I would get approved to be able to get on a ferry.
Well, ever since they started this reservation process, it's been really rough. And a matter of fact, not this following last year, we did the WTF for our fireworks and our 4th of July theme, which, you know, was a where's the ferry and not the original WTF.
Oh, I got
you. So the Lopezians also feel that pain of having to sit and wait in line. Sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. And it's just a struggle.
Well, that's a testament to how nice people are then at Lopez Island. Because I'm thinking, like, if all these like people that want to just come onto our island and check things out are causing all these ferry delays, I'd probably hate everybody. So
it seems to be just a nonstop. During the wintertime, it's a little bit easygoing. But, yeah, definitely the tourists. The amount of people that want to go to Lopez makes it a little bit longer of a wait time. Just pack your patience and hopefully you catch the ferry.
What's your favorite thing to do on Lopez Island?
It's definitely go down to town. They have amazing bookstores, you know, an art store. Definitely my favorite, though, is going to Isabella's and the local cafes. Blue Heron Cafe is amazing. Great food.
Okay, food. And, yeah, the book part almost lost me because I'm like, I don't read.
Steve doesn't know how to read, Jolene.
I do know
really
how to read. I just do it case by case.
And what part of the island is your property on?
We're over further. We're down on, down to, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Ruth Neslin. Long time ago, there was a murder mystery that happened. We're neighbors to that.
Wait, to the murder house?
Yes, the murder house.
Were you around when this story, when I don't know anything about the story, but so you have to give us a little bit of a backstory to this.
Right. I was a very young child. I remember FBI going up and down the road to the Ruth Neslin. She owned a bed and breakfast on the island, and her husband wound up missing. She had murdered, and she owned a bed and breakfast, but his body was never found. And a lot of jokes go around about where his body had gone.
To the creamery.
Oh, no. That's the chunks in there.
But yeah, so we're neighbors to that. And but yeah, as a child, I just remember a lot of FBI going up and down the road for the bodies and digging through the yards and stuff. So,
do you know the neighbors that do you know the people that live there now? Or you always hear stories of like people that don't want to live somewhere where there's like a murder or anything along those lines because they're worried about like kind of like weird vibes in the home. Have you heard anything?
I have not heard anything from the new owners, and they've been there for quite some time. But these new neighbors, they don't seem to be bothered by anything weird. The property is still the same, though.
Oh my gosh! I love a little murder chill mystery.
I know, right?
Well, Jolene, I hope at some point I run into you on Lopez Island because you and your family sound like a really fun group.
Oh, we would love to. I'd love to meet you.
Well, thank you so much for all the Lopez talk today. This is just awesome. And, and I really do hope I can make it out there this weekend because it is such a special place.
We'll drag everybody with you. That'd be awesome.
At the minimum, bring us back some ice cream.
Right.
Awesome, Jolene. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
So we're going to Lopez Island next weekend for the 4th of July.
Yeah! Apparently so.
Broadcasting live all week long from Lopez Island.
Broadcast. We're taking the week off. I'm not waking up early. This place sounds crazy.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a fantastic chat happening online right now where they're talking about these now obsolete skills that people of a certain age have and will never forget, but maybe those skills are not anymore needed.
Oh, good.
You know?
So we're going to feel real old again.
Sure are. Some of these will definitely make you feel ancient. We will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a fabulous chat online. Well, I guess it's not so fabulous because it's making us feel old. It's talking about now obsolete skills that we have as adults of a certain age that we'll never forget how to do, but these skills are just no longer needed in society.
Because of how technology is and how the world has evolved that we don't even use these things anymore.
So let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a few of these comments, and we figured who better read them than someone that sadly is no longer with us, but when he was with us, he was kind of cranky, and he was getting older, and that's Gilbert Gottfried.
Yes.
All right, so you ready for the first comment about things that are obsolete now, but we all still have a certain set of skills when it comes to them.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Programming a VCR.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I was terrible at that.
You were?
I knew how to do it. I would always forget to program. So I was a big fan of the TV show Lost.
Yeah.
And I used to, for whatever reason, I can't remember. Maybe it was on later on in the night and I was working morning radio. I was like, you know what? I'll set my VCR to record it. And I forgot to record it for an episode or two. And it's just like that show was confusing as it was if you watched every episode. But if you missed an episode, even their little like recap wasn't enough. And I finally just had to give up on Lost.
So if you missed an episode, you were lost?
Okay, yes. Yes. Yes, I was.
Making brown paper bag book covers for school books.
Now, yeah, that was for the people who didn't have a lot of money, myself included.
That was myself included. Yeah. I used to love that. And then you could draw art on it and write the name of the boy you had a crush on.
I still don't know how to do that.
How to make them?
That was never a skill that I learned how to do.
I knew I couldn't do it now. But I remember back in the day, get one of those like brown paper bags.
Yep.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Got it done. I wasn't writing the boy who I had a crush on, but I would put all my favorite metal bands, like Metallica, Slayer, and I would write them all out on there, which was very rebellious when you go to
edgy.
Well, I was going to a Catholic all boys high school. I was pretty badass, if you ask me.
Yeah.
So, Danny, did you get the ones that were already pre made?
No, my mom would do it for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I was poor as well, Steve. I just never learned the skill.
The pre-made ones were always kind of funny.
I never had one of the pre-made ones.
Me neither, but there were kids in our school that did.
Lucky.
And they would brag about it. No, they didn't care either.
Writing a check.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had a checkbook in years, But there was a time, I mean, I feel like I was one of the last ones to get rid of my checkbook.
No, we still got it going on in our household.
You do?
The other day we got a bill. Also, odd that like we got a bill from a place and they're like, either call us to pay for it or send us a check. I'm like, you don't have a website that I can just do this on? And my wife's like, oh, no big deal. Apparently, she writes checks all the time when it comes to paying certain bills, like the Nordstrom bill, like for her credit card and for this place as well. She's just like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm like, wait a second. We still have checks in this house?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Also, so she's the old lady that holds up the whole grocery store?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. She's not that bad, although that would be pretty hilarious. I got to convince her to do that one of these days.
Oh, just for one time.
Pull out a checkbook and write a check at the grocery store, especially at her age.
And will you just videotape it and see what people behind are doing with their faces?
Oh, I bet there'll be a lot of eyes rolling.
Setting up two VCRs so that you can make a copy of a movie from the video store.
You got to remember to put the tape over the tab.
Yes.
Sometimes if you want to record over something, you're not supposed to record over.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We did that also with like records too. Like, hey, can I borrow your album so I can make a copy? This is before like, you know. Yeah.
So insane.
That is funny though. I remember, do you remember the VCR that had the two... That you could actually put two VHS tapes in?
That was getting bougie.
It's crazy. Yeah, you don't need that skill anymore.
Rewinding cassettes with a pencil.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tighten it up, baby.
Loading a 35mm camera and even developing the film.
There was like a certain level of excitement when you knew your pictures were ready.
Oh,
and you would like hurry over to like the store that had like a Walgreens type of a store. And you're like, I'm here for my pictures.
This is the best.
Yeah. Nowadays, you don't have to worry about that.
No filters. You're only taking one picture of everything. Those were the days.
Yeah. You had to make sure you got a good shot because you only had 35 opportunities in that disposable camera.
You didn't know if someone had blinked their eyes.
Yeah. And guess what? All of those 35 shots were always terrible.
They were terrible. And you always look like a demon because of a flash. And you remember you had to buy flashes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're old.
Driving a stick shift.
Don't know how to do it.
I do, but I haven't done it in so long.
This is a stupid question. I mean, like, are they still manufacturing manuals?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the time?
Yeah.
Like, way fewer, or is it the same amount?
I would imagine way fewer, and it's always, like, the running joke. If you want to make sure that your car is, like, an anti-theft car, get a car that's a stick shift.
That's a good call.
Most people break into cars don't even know how to drive stick.
Like, I'm not messing with that.
But, yeah, they still got them.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it, but no. They still got them. One more.
Making a weed pipe out of a Coke can.
Or an apple.
Or a carrot.
Coke can was always the one to go. I remember even back in those days in college when we would do that because we would never have a way to smoke our weed and thinking, even the dumb things we're putting in our system, this feels like the most unhealthy thing that we're doing of all the things.
It can't be good.
Right, right. Or even like smoking with like a butter knife, the knife hits.
Oh, knifers were... That was like dabs before dabs.
Those were the good old days.
The Daily Migs Show.
The next stop of the Men's Room World Tour is on the calendar, so circle Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5. The guys are going to be at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton. They got live music from Woodshed. They're so fantastic. Plus food, drinks, and all the hang time you could possibly need with those dudes. All the details on the party can be found at KISW.com. The world is a very busy place, and when it comes to pop culture, there is a mountain of information out there.
It's a scary place with pop culture.
It sure is. We're going to help out, though, by sifting through all of it and telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
We have a new development in the Martin Cove biting incident. If you're not
every
familiar,
day there's some new info.
If you're not familiar with the story, Martin Cove bit Cobra Kai actress Alicia Hannah Kim at a fan event that actually happened to be taking place in Puyallup. It was called SummerCon. They now have audio from the police body cam footage when Alicia was confronting him, and this is what it sounded like.
You cannot bite people.
Okay. It's like this poor cop's like, hey, buddy, love you in Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid, but you can't bite people.
Keep your teeth to yourself.
That is not okay.
That is assault.
And it's 100% up to her if she wants to pursue charges. I'd like to understand why you did that.
I apologize. I was just playing because we're very playful together, and I bit down too hard, and I meant to
She's
just...
She's got a mouth mark on her.
I know.
No, we do not play like that.
I apologize.
No.
I love how he's like right in front of me. He's like, oh, this is just what we do. And she's like, yeah, that's not what we do.
No.
At all.
He's obviously very sorry. She's not pressing charges, but she did want to file the report because the bite mark was so visible.
Damn. Okay. Well, I'm sure by tomorrow we'll have more information about this, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, I think she's going to probably get it tattooed now.
All right. So the Simpsons, I don't know, maybe we can make sense of this. So their season 36 finale happened back on May 18th.
So if you haven't watched it, this is a spoiler alert.
Okay. I'm about 25 seasons behind.
Same.
Maybe even more. Maybe 32 seasons behind. I have not watched The Simpsons in decades. But all of a sudden this week, people are talking about what happened in the season 36 finale. Like it happened this week. But again, the episode aired on May 18th, but there's a bunch of articles and social media posts that have been going viral these last few days about how in the future, because it's like one of those like fast flash forward to the future kind of a things. Apparently, and it's a big deal, so spoiler alert, in the future, Marge Simpson, the mom, she's the first Simpson to pass away. And here's the clip where Marge is in heaven with, of all people, Ringo Starr.
I'm just so happy my kids are close again.
Love, we'll be late for the heaven buffet. There's a shrimp tower.
Okay, Ringo. And I'm just so glad we're allowed to marry different people in heaven.
Okay, so she's hooking up with Ringo Starr, apparently.
Also, Ringo almost sounded a little Irish there.
There's a shrimp tower. Yeah.
Okay, Ringo.
Or Scottish. I'm not really sure, but they really should get robot Ringo next time. Also, does that mean that Ringo's going to die?
What if that actually is Ringo Starr? And oh my God. Whoever is the voice of Ringo Starr did a terrible job. And he's like, it's me, Ringo. That's me right here.
There's a shrimp tower.
No, it's pretty rare that they have, like, major characters die, and who knows if it's ever going to really happen, but with the way that the Simpsons are going, they'll probably get to that point in the future with the actual show, because it just seems like it's going to live forever.
I mean, nobody's really aging, right?
No, of course not. Right. That actually is a good point. How's she going to die if they never age?
You know who Lord is, right? She's from New Zealand, yes?
The Royals song, right?
Yeah,
that's
never
all
be
I know.
Royals. While she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and was talking about how she overcame some very intense stage fright that she had been battling since she was 5.
I had truly the most horrific stage fright, really since I was like 5.
Wow.
Community theater.
How did you get over that? Because that can cripple some people's careers.
Do you know what she did? Any guesses?
She took an improv class.
Danny?
She imagined everyone naked.
Well, both of you are very wrong. Mm.
Totally. I'm like, can I talk about it?
Can you?
Well, it's MDMA therapy.
MDMA?
Yeah.
Therapy?
Yeah. God. Truly, like, changed the game on stage fright. Yeah.
She did a bunch of Molly and now feels comfortable in front of you. But we're calling that now therapy.
Therapy. We use air quotes. Therapy.
But I don't know. I'm probably just paraphrasing, but there was, like, back in the day, like, way, way back in the day, they would use MDMA as a form of, like, marriage counseling.
Oh.
Because, I mean, who don't you love when you're hopped up on Molly?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of touching.
I fell in love with a speaker at a rave once.
I have a question for both of you.
Yes.
How did your MDMA therapy go?
Well, I've been trying to run that by my wife. I'm like, I feel like I need to see a therapist. She's like, yeah? I'm like, yeah, it's an MDMA therapist.
It's in the woods. It's at the music festival this weekend.
I also need an LSD therapist, too, and maybe a mushroom therapist. Is that cool, babe?
It's all those things together that make you a whole person.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try to beat Steve this morning? His record is 212 wins, 65 losses, and 50 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we play Beat Migs at 850.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.